Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Art Rubel. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball four. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Warner steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball four. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Basler moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to third. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rubel. Adams reaches second base with a double. Dixon moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Billings is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rubel. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Gerber moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Bernie DeViviros pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Josh Billings. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. DeViviros moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jack Warner. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeViviros moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rubel takes first base on ball 4. DeViviro scores. Manish moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Winbelew now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-3 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Manish scores. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-3 in the game. Gehringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bernie DeViviros now playing third base. Larry Woodall now catching. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Winbelew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belew strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Belew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Bernie DeViviros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeViviros strikes out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.